Boston Consulting Group reckoned that private wealth booked in offshore centres grew by 7% in 2014, this is going back a bit, to reach $11 trillion. So that's money that is not being taxed, that is not going through the state, national governments to pay for roads and hospitals and education, because it is being squirreled away offshore and tax is not being paid. Is it, in your view, time to get together with national governments, with leaders around the world, to close down the offshore, highly secretive tax havens, whether they be in the Caribbean, the Channel Islands, statelets in Europe, wherever they may be?
You know, I remember 2010 when I was finance minister for France, and together with the president at the time, we launched that campaign. And it was a very difficult one of trying to eradicate some of those tax havens.
Well, it has to be said, a total and utter failure.
And no, I disagree with you. I disagree with you, I'll tell you why. Because many governments, not all, but many governments at the time endorsed the project and said, OK, we need to deal with this. And what is called the BEPS, which is this funny, not so funny, base erosion and profit shifting project has been undertaken, has been endorsed by many economies, applies to corporates in the main, and I think that's an area where it needs to be made universal, as should be made universal the automatic exchange of information between countries. But the problem of it is that everybody has to be part of it. Because if you have little holes in the system, well, you know, creative thinkers and tax optimizers, and there are plenty of those, and they have great minds and great imaginations, will find ways.
It needs global leadership, doesn't it?
So it needs global leadership. Yeah. It needs to be totally comprehensive, and it needs to include the implementation arm of it. Because I'll tell you, we are doing a lot of work in that area. When we do technical assistance on anti-money laundering,